Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Oh, here we go. Another week.
I just want to be me. I'm not getting involved. I'm claustrophobic, Darren!
Oh, I just wish that this wasn't audio and we could just post her falling off the stage just on a loop.
My God.
And that could just be the episode.
She is the meme queen of Britain. There's no
one
else.
So this is Bitchin. Every week we talk about a different person. We dissect and we go off track. And for once, we've not gone off track at all. We've literally started before we've even
said who we're doing. Well, I haven't got anything to say for myself at this point.
This week we're doing Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
And she fell off a stage.
She did, but that's not the only thing that that's not the only meme. There are many memes of various different flavours and enjoyabilities. And what a character.
Can I tell you my favourite thing that happened today is I said to Matt, we're doing Gemma Collins, and he said, who's she? And I said, you'll know her when you see her. She's quite big, blonde. And he went, oh my God, I know exactly who you mean. She played the mum in Doctor Who to Billy Piper. Of all the people in the UK, or the world actually, we go international, of all the people, blonde, basically like, she's not even big, that actor. Obviously fine if you are, but she's not.
I thought that Matt would be very up to date with his cultural British references.
No, he sort of stops around 2004.
Mm.
He's very, very knowledgeable on Pop Idol and the first 5 series of The X Factor.
Right, but not into Celebrity Big Brother.
No, the only thing he knows about
The Only Way is Essex.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Did you ever watch The Only Way is Essex?
I didn't.
I watched the first series of it, I think. I can't remember how old I would have been when that came out.
I remember it being on at university. Or maybe that was made in Chelsea. Was it around the same time?
I think so.
I remember being very pretentious and all my housemates wanting to watch it and me sitting there with a notepad and writing like a commentary and being like, this is an appalling like critique of our culture and blah, blah, blah. And they all got really annoyed and made me leave the room.
I'm not surprised. You were trying to be highbrow.
I was, but I've caved and now I watch, what's that one with the legs and the big houses?
The
Selling
legs.
Sunset.
The legs and the big houses, of course. They have legs, they walk around big houses. Have you seen Bling Empire?
No.
So me and Ken watched the first episode of Bling Empire and I think it's some sort of like surreal, absurdist. It's very, very odd program. We've only watched the first episode.
Do you think it's like some kind of meta pastiche of itself?
I don't know. I just don't know if like reality TV has influenced culture so much that now the people in those reality TV shows are so aware of the fact they're in a reality TV show that they are just really acting as if they're in a soap, but they're playing themselves.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. It's like with Come Dine With Me. Once people had seen Come Dine With Me and they knew what Come Dine With Me was all about, it ruined its magic because they knew.
It's a very rare skill, someone who knows what they're doing and is still entertaining, i.e. someone like Gemma Collins, who I think does very much know what she's doing, but is still absolutely hilarious and iconic. Even her meeting someone in the street and saying, Corona! I want to hug you, but coronavirus. Even that was iconic. Why?
Why?
Just star quality.
I know we're halfway through, but shall I read a Wikipedia page?
Yes. Gemma halfway Claire through? Collins. We haven't even talked to each other for 5 minutes.
I know, but I've got places to be.
Yeah, you do.
Gemma Claire Collins, born the 31st of January 1981, which makes her 40.
She doesn't look 40.
She doesn't. Is an English media personality and businesswoman. In 2011, she began appearing on the ITV B reality series, anyways. Appearing and appearing. I didn't know it was on ITV B. I didn't know there was an ITV B. What's
Did
the
they
B
get
for?
Rid of it?
Maybe. ITV BE? Oh, it's him to be or not to be. ITV to not to be. Did you see David is Dead?
Yes. And a cultural reset, I think we can call David is Dead.
And she's amazing in it. All she does is stand there like this. And it's the best moment of the whole thing.
Oh my god.
Anyone that's not seen David is Dead on Celebrity Big Brother, it's an absolute masterpiece of, it's a masterpiece of...
Art. It's the only thing we do well, really. Those sorts of things. Sort of camp macabre that I think is really, really what British excellence is. It's the lack of excellence. And the morbid, yet still fascinating eccentricity of everyone who lives here. But especially our minor celebrities really are like something you'd see in a museum.
I just think America have Beyonce and we have Gemma Collins. It just sums up UK culture, doesn't it? Why do we put...
Well, we have Gemma Collins and they have Tiffany Pollard and they put them together. So it was a genius moment doing that. I mean, who's our Beyonce?
Adele?
Yeah.
But I do have a small bit of sympathy for our minor celebrities at the moment. The Instagrammers who are in Dubai.
Do you actually?
No. No, I don't. But I also do think they do all kill themselves in the end, don't they? They do. A lot of them do.
A lot of them do kill themselves, yeah. No, the men do. Oh, no, the women do as well.
The women do as well. They really do.
Yeah, but that one who was on this morning doesn't strike me as a depressive, to be honest.
I don't know. She left Twitter and her Instagram's private now. I tried to stalk her. She's gone.
Oh, God.
It's such a cruel old... I don't have sympathy with people who've gone to Dubai. I just want to make that clear. But I also think...
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because all of these things that we're talking about... So we're talking about this woman, right? But we're not really talking about this woman.
Gemma Collins.
No. Leaving Gemma Collins aside and going off on one of our famous tangents, I'm talking about this influencer woman.
Correct. So for anyone that doesn't know, she went to Dubai and she claimed it was essential travel because she needed to inspire people by being on a camel in Dubai.
And being very skinny and having lip fillers, and that's inspirational Big to people.
Boobies.
huge milkers, okay? That's very important to know, okay? She had huge milkers, okay?
Just visualise that while Tilly tells the rest of the story.
And that's my dog barking in the background. Great. I'm a professional. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about her because that's who it's centred around, but she's part of a whole generation of people who are now famous online for being tanned and going to the gym and being skinny and having expensive clothes and
big boobies
and curating that image and putting it on Instagram as a full-time sort of delusion. I would say job, but it's more of a delusion than it is a job.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure it's very difficult and does come with its own challenges. And I think if you have anything sort of genuine about you, I think it would be an awful way to live your life, frankly, because you know it's not real, but the people commenting and being influenced by you, in inverted commas, don't necessarily know that you're not this perfect person. But anyway, that being said, I don't think that she deserves to be hounded within an inch of her life and possibly be driven to suicide because of the fact that we're all human and she's one human out of millions, and the human brain isn't meant to process ostracization on such a grand, huge scale where it feels like everyone in the world hates you and everyone in the world wants you to die and everyone in the world thinks you're worthless. And, like, I watched a bit of that interview, and she's just a bit of a clueless woman.
Oh, she really is.
That's not a crime, do you know what I mean? Like, is she someone I would want to have dinner with? No, I think I'd chew my own ears off. But she's not, you know, Harold Shipman.
It's really hard, though, isn't it? Because we then, how do you hold people to account without it feeling like that pile on of the whole world?
But, like, is it necessary to... What is holding someone to account? Is it screaming at them? Is it thousands of people commenting, you're a fugly slut on their Instagram?
No, you're right.
Like, how... Is
it, yeah. But it's Holly Willoughby questioning her on this morning, actually, probably.
Yeah, like, to be fair, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And
But
you
then
know,
how do you do that?
Yeah. Well, you don't, because then what happens is the hive mind goes, yeah. I am the arbiter of justice. I am the supreme one who knows that it's not acceptable to go to Dubai in the middle of a panda. I'm gonna go.
Or I'm gonna say something that I deem to be kind of fair enough, but I'm one of a million people saying it on the same post. Without scrolling up and saying, oh, it's probably someone's already
It's probably, said it. People have probably got it covered.
Yeah, the point's probably already been made.
And the system that underpins that hasn't changed.
And
how do we change anything?
One step at a time. But as well, we have this whole culture where we hold people up who we ultimately do not respect.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like, you know, we put them up to kind of laugh at them, and in the case of Gemma Collins, she's sort of in on the joke. I'm not saying we're laughing at her, but there is a sort of looking in.
I think she's like, laughing at us now. I think at the in the first instance we're laughing at Gemma Collins, then we were laughing together, now she's rich as fuck and she's laughing at us.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
That's how I feel about it.
Maybe I'll try and go on that journey.
Have you watched, there's a great interview with her. There's quite a few, actually, that are really interesting about kind of how she sees herself and her own celebrity. And she's very... I think you have to be very savvy to really make it into a career. And that's obviously what this girl off of Instagram didn't really have any sort of...
Well, she only had 7,000 followers when I stalked her.
Oh, really? See, she didn't even really have any sort of... That's what's sad about it, is, like, she's aspiring to something... That she's been told is worthwhile, and if she can become an influencer, then she's a worthwhile person.
And
she sees everyone else going to Dubai, so she thinks, I'm going to spend thousands of pounds going to Dubai and having all these surgeries, and then I'll be a likable person when I've done all of that. And then she did all of that, and then she was publicly ostracised. And I know we look at her when we have, like, you know, I have agonising amounts of self-awareness in... But not everyone does. Some people do just look at the people around them and see what they think is all right and then do the same thing. And that's, you know, that's human nature. We all do that to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Why do I use my hand so much now?
I don't know, but I quite like it.
Do you?
Like
I think it's to try and give myself some energy.
Do you think it's also because I can only see you from the nipples up, so you have to...
Yeah, I don't want you to think that I'm not engaged with you.
Don't worry, there's no...
Do you think what I'm saying makes any sense?
Yeah, 100%. To aspire to be the top of culture, we've created the culture where you look a certain way and act a certain way and go to Dubai.
But online specifically, it's live by the sword, die by the sword. If you want to be famous on the internet, okay,
have fun. But this loops back to what I was going to say about feeling sorry for minor celebrities at the moment, because imagine if your whole thing is about being seen... and being at events and being at parties and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you doing? I mean, I know what are we all doing, but particularly...
Turns out you would have to have a personality, which isn't good for the ones who haven't got a personality.
Oh, it's so depressing.
The ones who've got a personality are fine. They just sit at home and they're talking to their fans on their stories because they've got a personality and people want to hear from them and they're genuine and they're, you know, going through the pandemic with them. And that is, you know, a comfort to some people who look up to specific
And do you
people.
Think that's what Gemma Collins sort of had, you know, she's got that
She's
genuine...
definitely got a touch of the every woman. But, I mean, she was a car saleswoman.
Yeah, and that's what she's doing, but with her own career, isn't it?
It's sales, you know.
Yeah,
like, you can't...
Is.
you know, that's why I was so bad at sales the 1 month that I did it.
You probably shouldn't have this because it's actually shit.
Yeah, and also I'm probably exploiting you in some way and I think capitalism is bad. Also, I hate myself. Please, bye.
No, she's not like that at all.
No.
Did I tell you I ended up at this weird dinner?
Are you about to tell me you've met her?
No, but I met someone from Made in Chelsea. Well, I sat opposite him
at
dinner.
She's not from Made in Chelsea. She's from The Only Way is Essex.
I met someone from The Only Way is Essex.
Right, okay.
I met someone who knew Gemma Collins really well.
Right, okay.
And his name was... He just kept telling me how great my skin was. It was amazing.
You do have amazing skin, to be fair.
I was so grumpy that I was sat with him because I was still in my phase of being above it all. And then he just kept saying that. Yeah, my phase.
It's not a phase for me. It's never... I've always been above it all, but I've also never been in it to begin with.
I want to say... Yeah, in Chelsea. I'll bleep that out.
You don't have to bleep that out.
No, I will, because what I'm about to say is...
Okay.
He spent quite a lot of the dinner slagging off Gemma Collins and saying how much everybody he knew also hated her because she was a diva and she was mean-spirited.
Yeah.
And it all was jealousy. It was jealousy, it was jealousy, it was jealousy.
Really?
I'm sure of it because she has managed to sort of fly above just being trapped within the format of the show and her class, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's
her
so...
sort of status as a figure of fun, as a larger woman that other people look down on.
Yeah, she's got the power back.
She's the megastar out of that show. Out of all of them, she's the most famous. She's the one that people like the most. You know, she's completely got the last laugh, you know.
Yeah.
With the exception of maybe that Mark Wright. I suppose he's quite famous as well.
But it must be so frustrating if you've kind of gone on that journey with her and watched her fly and always believed her to be a bit stupid and ridiculous. And she sort of, she's on that tipping point of if you take the show really seriously and yourself really seriously, she's so able to make it funny and aware of the slightly like lens of it all in a way that some of them are not. It must be then unbelievably infuriating that she does the best when you've always thought she was the dumbest.
Yes.
And then the contortionists came out and started doing this contortionist sequence.
Oh, at the dinner.
At the dinner.
I thought you were talking about a dream you had.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're so right about the kind of aspiration of social media, and it's the same with that sort of Love Island thing of like wanting to get the the magazine deal and it's so short term, and it so plays into our sort of into youths not being able to see past the 30s really. And then I just worry about all these kiddies.
Well, can you believe that you're gonna be 30?
Whatever.
Yeah. I can't. And I'm like not of really the influencer generation. I suppose I am a bit, but compared to the ones who are like 21 now.
But it's always been the case, hasn't it, that you make people famous when they're super young and, you know, that doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
Who was it who said that? It was in Legs and Big Houses when she got dumped. And she got dumped by her boyfriend because he was becoming mega famous. And she put it really well. You know the really
cute
Chrishell.
Oh, Chrishell, yeah.
In Selling Sunset. And I thought it was so beautiful because she was like, that will end, like his fame and looks, it will end. Whereas I will be, like I was willing to be there through it all and pass the other side of it.
That is sad, isn't it? But people are fickle. But fame is very fickle. Fame is very, 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 very fickle.
My fickle
it's
friend,
so
fame.
Fickle. It really is, because I think if it happens to you, I think people think it's going to exist forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of just a system like everything else that sort of chews you up and spits you out.
A machine.
If you don't have anything else going on, it won't go well for you. It really won't. No. It's just interesting. I can't remember what I was watching, but it was something like an award ceremony. I think I was watching an actor win an award for something because I had watched them in something, and then I found out they got nominated, and I was just like watching the award ceremony on YouTube, and I didn't recognize anyone who was nominated and this was like the Emmys or something, and like all of the actors who were nominated, I like looked them all up afterwards, and like none of them were really like working anymore or doing anything. And I was like, isn't that interesting? Because I think when you're younger, you just think, oh, if someone has a bit of success, that will obviously last forever and it will never dissipate. Mm. But that's only because all you hear about are success stories. You don't hear about people who fall by the wayside, kind of.
Yeah, and where they go. I mean, I think that's the thing. Where do they all go?
And that's why I'm in awe of someone like Gemma Collins, really, because you, to be able to tame sort of the beast of fame and sort of ride it through all the, like, humiliations that she's had, like, and quite publicly, like that, you know, falling in that hole and stuff. I think she really did hurt herself. Like, I think she had like back problems or something that was like really severe from like falling in this hole, which is of course admittedly hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but can you imagine if that was me? Like, I don't think I'd ever leave my house ever again. Like, I really don't think I would have the strength to. But she took it and turned it into something and kept going. And I don't...
Oh, it was definitive. And also the fact that she was able to laugh at it made you just love her so much.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really mind either way. I didn't know loads about her. And then when she falled in that hole on the stage...
When she falled in that hole?
Oh, when she falled in that hole.
When she falled in that hole.
That was me sold. Sold on the hole.
When she falled in that hole.
What a piece of slapstick, though.
Yeah, iconic. Iconic.
Iconic.
What was I saying before I said that?
That she can grapple with the beast and ride before the back that, of the beast. Before that,
I was talking about fame. And... Oh, that's what I was going to say. Did you see Dustin Diamond died yesterday?
No.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
I did.
Yeah. See, that made me really sad. That was someone who really... it didn't seem like he had an easy time with his own fame and his own relationship to it. Because ultimately, I guess, fame is just sort of like you become a part of the collective human consciousness, which is quite a weird thing for any human to experience. But if you become a part of that consciousness and then you sort of get forgotten by it, fall in the hole. What does that do to you? Like, I think, especially at such a young age, I wonder how you get through it. Oh, that amazing interview with Brendan Fraser about his career is really...
Which one?
It was in... Let me find it, because it is well worth reading. It's just basically about how his career sort of went wrong and how he was, like, sexually harassed and, like, bullied by people and taken advantage of and...
Oh, that sounds
when you
sad.
And then when he was like just sort of forgotten about again, and he's now like having a sort of career resurgence, which is so great. Yes, it's an article by Zach Baron. Whatever happened to Brendan Fraser? And it's amazing, and it really chronicles how someone can be so famous and then not. And what that does to you. I mean, he's rich as fuck and he's got a ranch and horses and shit, so he's fine. But
he
now has an acting career again where people actually are starting to take him seriously again because he is enormously talented.
Richard E. Grant, who I just think, I know that he's always worked and always been fine, but when he was at the Oscars, was it last year or the year before? And was just like... I never ever thought I'd be here. I've been in the industry for decades and decades. And I know it's different because he never quite...
He's always been famous though.
He has, but he had such a nice time at the Oscars. And
he's never been a figure of fun, unless you count Lemmy's impression of him. Have you seen Lemmy's impression of Richard E. Grant?
No. Is it good?
I've just seen Star Wars. Rise of Skywalker. And then he blocked Lemmy. between that impression of him.
Oh, yeah. Dear. You've got to have a laugh in this world, don't you?
You do, but he didn't. He wasn't playing around. Let me find the impression and I'll send it to you.
And then can I tell you my embarrassing story of the week?
Yes, let's go. That's what the weekly thing should be. Helen's Helen's embarrassment of the week. You manage it most weeks. So, go on. Okay. Tell me what you did wrong so we can all feel better about ourselves.
So, I had a audition for a game, but immediately before the audition for the game, I had a business Zoom meeting. So what I decided to do was set up, I have like a big blanket that I put over my wardrobe, and then I sort of back myself into my wardrobe and I plug my microphone into my computer and I have like a sound shield. So I was all set up for my meeting. Did the meeting. It was quite an intense meeting, like discussing budgets and blah, blah, blah. I then had my audition and I joined the audition and they went, oh my gosh, what's going on with your voice? I might now have to show you what my voice sounded like. I'd set myself on a really high frequency on my microphone.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it and then join... And then speak how you, what you said when you joined the audition.
Hi guys, thanks so much for having me. How's it going? How's everybody been? I'm Helen, lovely to meet you all.
Yeah, so...
That's, oh my God.
Pretty embarrassing.
What happened?
Oh, they just said to
did
me...
Did you know how to fix it?
Yeah, they said, we think you've selected the wrong frequency. But it was more that I'd been in the entire meeting the hour before... talking like this.
It doesn't sound unbelievable as your voice. Like, some women do have voices like that.
I sent everyone a message afterwards and said, why were you not all laughing every time I spoke? You are right, though. Some people do have voices like this.
We're not against those people.
We love those people.
At least you know that that is not the most embarrassing thing that an actress has ever done.
We've both managed to embarrass ourselves now. Classic.
I'd take your story over mine.
I'd take yours. Should we swap lives? Let's swap lives.
Yes. Yes, please.
Please.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it so much. We hope you're staying okay and sane. And if you're not, that's fine as well. Because ultimately, this is a time that will pass. And one day we will all look back on it.
Once more with feeling,
I guess.
Yeah, it will all be
feeling
okay.
Feeling is you have to pay extra for feeling. Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
You've been listening to Bitchin' with Tilly Steele and Helen Monks. Our music is by Dave Cribb and our artwork is by Luke W. Robson. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're enjoying it and do follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We love to hear from you.
Great big.